Grace, peace, and love be yours from the God who so loves this world. Amen. So I have to start out my sermon with a confession. Jeff and I usually talk about our sermons about midway through the week, and he said to me, "Well, it's been 26 years for RIC Sunday at LCH, what are you going to preach on?" And I looked at him and said, "I'm not going to preach on RIC Sunday." And he said, "Well, you might want to. People are kind of expecting that." So, here we go. Leaves the wilderness. That's how our gospel begins this morning. Jesus leaving the wilderness. So I thought to myself, okay, so where was Jesus coming from? Well, last week we heard the wedding at Cana when water turns into wine, a beautiful heart-telling story. Then the Holy Spirit moves Jesus out into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. It is that moment where Jesus has to figure out who he is and who he is for the world. I thought a lot about my own life in the wilderness, right before coming out, if I wanted to stay there. But maybe, just maybe, I too had to leave the wilderness. So my parents are here this morning. And I have got to tell you, we grew up in a small town. 30,000 people is a small town to me. I know some of you are towns of 50. Where the LGBTQ community had no prevalence in life. I never knew an LGBTQ person at all. In fact, color in fourth grade, who moved before fifth grade, and there was no one of color in my class until high school. It was a small town. These were things that weren't talked about, LGBTQ issues, race, and other different caught up in its own turmoil during the 2009 decision on sexuality. It never was even brought up. Despite that, my home synod was the after that decision. Over 100 congregations. We are now 10 years out from that move and the decision by the church. Okay? And of those 140, let's say, remaining, one is reconciling in Christ. So, when I went off to college, I still was that token and was often brought into panels to discuss the differences and the similarities between the two. It's not that long ago, but it feels like a long time. When I went into seminary, was the first time it never mattered. At PLTS, we didn't even discuss it. That was 1988, when the ELCA was formed. That's when Joel, Jeff, and John came out. Check. But it was interesting when applying for internship sites. There's a site, but there's a site I really want you to consider in Hawaii. I think Justin and I's Facebook and said yes. Interviewed, got the position, and a package comes in the mail. And in the package, for beer and for the Bible. Who's read that book? Who's in that book? And in that book, LGBTQ welcome at the Lutheran Church of Honolulu. And that the Lutheran Church of Honolulu has been in Christ since 1993. 26 years. The same amount of years I've been alive. I'm sorry if that made you feel old. And I was reminded of that when I read today's text. Jesus reads from Isaiah after the scroll has been heard of has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. The Lord has sent me to proclaim release to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. doesn't in the wilderness or anyone in the course of their lives. Releasing the captive and proclaiming the year of the Lord's favor is throughout. It's in those moments when the community of his body parts become one. And Christ's body is active and alive in the world. It is allowing the foot, the eyes, and the to all be one body. I thought a lot about that, how this church here has done so much, but the church out there has so much yet to do. Yet LGBTQ, gender, whatever it might be, we are a better body of Christ when all of our members are called beloved children of God. When everyone sees themselves in another person, and when everyone sees themselves in the Imago Dei that is God. The furthering of the kingdom of God in this world, it is God's inbreaking love that is embodied in all of us and the world around us. One of the things Jesus adds to the scroll in the Isaiah text is recovering sight. What would it mean Christ see the world anew and make the invisible visible, to reveal that unbreaking love God to our friends, family, and neighbors. The question I ask, and the question I leave, Scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. How have Amen.